The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
A succinct question from a listener. Does it matter who is president? Alison O'Connor, columnist with the Irish Examiner. It does, doesn't it? We at the very least want somebody who's not going to let us down.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. You might say that, I suppose. You might have the luxury of making a comment like that when you have a good president who does represent us well and doesn't embarrass us, which is something I think that Michael D currently does and has been a very good president. And it's the sort of thing that if something did happen and if there was some controversy, particularly, you know, in the office of the presidency, we'd be hearing about it, you know, pretty quickly, and it would make the headlines, and then you'd realise pretty fast, you know, how much you valued those that were in the office and did a good job and didn't attract, you know, any sort of headlines that, you know, that were embarrassing or in any way embarrassed the country.
Now, he hasn't said anything confirmation as to his intentions, but it seems to be inspired leaks to the Irish Times today, which have made us all believe that he wants to stay on. Listener in Galway, though, Alison, has an interesting question. Has he been asked to stay on because the political parties can't afford a general election, and with the repeal the 8th coming up as well this year?
Yeah, I mean, that would, look, there's a logic there. There's certainly a financial logic there. But my response to that would be, look, sorry, lads, that's democracy. You know, we need, you know, I believe that's why we should have a presidential election. I actually think that 7 years is quite a long term anyway. To have somebody in situ, be it Michael D or anyone else, for not just 7 years, but then a second term, bring it up to 14, is extraordinary. You know, it's an incredibly long time for anyone to be in the one job, particularly the job of president, head of state, and where people would not have got a chance in the middle of that to vote as to whether they wanted somebody to continue for a subsequent 7 years. I think it's quite, in this day and age, it's quite an extraordinary state of affairs, actually.
Okay, let's just hear, though, and this is quite important, what Michael D. Higgins had to say on the 6-1 News and RT just before the 2011 election.
As now, for the next 7 years, I can absolutely assure you I'll only be doing one term.
And there are other examples as well. And we could take one, I think, as well from the Late Late Show.
My decision is my decision. I'm not blocking anyone's decision, but I will at the appropriate time. But if I made any comment now, it would interfere with the programme that I have planned out, that invitations that I've accepted, things that I'm doing. I think it's a great privilege to be President of Ireland. I've been giving everything I can to it, and I'm very happy to do so. And I've been getting enormous support from the people of Ireland.
That, I should have said, is from September 2016. Actually, we'll take another one. This one is from October 2017, when he was asked whether the demand to travel is a factor he takes into consideration when deciding whether to run for a second term or not.
Now, any decision of mine is a decision. You've asked me, am I taking the demand of a trip and so forth? I take everything into account, but in a way, I can tell you as well. There's nothing in this that I haven't been able to meet in terms of challenges. But I think what we all must do is just remember what I said. If you've travelled with me now, I have said the work I do, the commitments I've entered into, from that period I have just described to you, I owe it to the people too. I owe to Ireland, I owe to Irish people, I owe to those who have invited me to give it. That is what my concentration is on. And yes, of course, in the fullness of time, then I'll take everything into account. But none of this decision-making of mine is standing by way of any obstacle to anybody else who wants to say what they want to wish for by way of being President of Ireland.
I don't want to sound ageist, Alison, but what age would he be at the end of his second 7-year term were he to secure it?
Well, before we get into that, Matt, I mean, listening to him there, isn't he just being magnificently wily? You know, it shows his decades of political experience and even his experience as president in terms of don't hit me now with the people of Ireland in my arms, you know, and my giving my full concentration to them, and you expecting me to say whether I'm going to run for a second term. Now, I don't like saying or appearing ageist and saying that I believe he would be too old to run for a second term, but I do. He will be, by the time, if he goes for a second term, by the time that second term would finish, he would be, you know, in his mid-80s. He's 76 now, if I'm correct. And I think there's a massive difference between somebody between being 76 and in their mid-80s and being asked to do something, for instance, like take off on a trip to represent Ireland in the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, so if you bring it back home and make it more personal, look at relatives, parents, elderly relatives. In a similar, you know, if you were to turn around to, you know, an elderly aunt and uncle at 83 and say, I want you to head off to Australia and New Zealand for a month now
and represent
us.
Functions and 2 or 3 days times a day, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose it's a problem in politics, isn't it? The knowing when to step down. And that to me, because I'm a massive admirer of Michael Dees, I think he's had a fabulous, you know, career, a fabulous public life. And it's just recognising, you know, when is it time to hand down the baton.
Okay, we have Senator Gerard Crockwell with us as well, a man who wants to step up. Although I'm going to have to ask you, Gerard, what age are you?
I'm 64 this year.
So no problem to you, yeah, the demands, is it?
Now, listen, I mean, the age thing for me, the only age thing that counts for me is a young person who turned 18 on the day that President Higgins was inaugurated didn't have the opportunity to vote for him. And if we gift the president a second term, that person will be 32 before they get a chance to vote for a president. It is outrageously ridiculous that we would even contemplate such a thing.
Okay. And are you confident of getting a nomination to make sure that we have a contest?
I am confident I will get a nomination, and I am confident that we'll have a contest. And indeed, some of the rumours I'm hearing in Leinster House, I presume from the same people that are passing on to Fiach, who's an excellent political journalist, are telling me that there are 4 committees already in Dublin working on behalf of 4 potential candidates. So I think there's going to be quite a robust contest for this position. I don't think it'll just be myself and President Higgins.
Can you give us any other names? Who do you suspect is going to run?
Listen, I mean, you're as much in the dark as I am. Maybe not quite as much in the dark as I am, but I'm certainly in the dark. The names that keep popping up are people like Sean Kelly, Mairead McGuinness, Miriam O'Callaghan. Those names keep popping up.
Bertie Ahern?
I was assured.
What about Bertie Ahern?
Bertie Ahern has been mentioned, yes. Yeah, Bertie may very well, but I'm not sure where he'd get the nomination. But, I mean, certainly Fianna Fáil parliamentary party won't do it, but he could go the other route and go to the councils and could be successful there. But who knows? I mean, what Alison was speaking about there a few moments ago, there is a sort of a nasty side to what's happening at the moment. First and foremost, the delaying of the declaration of an intention to run until July. That is strategic. Because by July, the political class will be gone on holidays, and anybody trying to get nominations at that stage is going to find it quite difficult. So that's the first. The second thing is, the political system does not want a presidential election. They have the repeal coming up. They have local elections and European elections next year. There is a likelihood that they will have a general election towards the end of this year or early next year. All of these things are coming down the road fast, and it would strike me that when we place the different elections on a scale, I suppose, the presidential one is the one that is of least interest to the political system.
Okay, what about other names, Alison O'Connor, as potential people to beat Michael D. Higgins if there is a contest? Bertie Ahern, Enda Kenny, Gerry Adams. Do you think any of or all of those might be interested?
Well, I would say that Bertie Ahern, I mean, I'm guessing here, but I would say that if he was to get a Fianna Fáil nomination, he certainly would. But I think the big if there is that I would never see Micheál Martin nominating him, for instance.
No, not when they drummed him out of the party. Well, no, he quit before he could be thrown out of the party, but
exactly.
It's much the same thing.
I think that in the case of Gerry Adams, we know how incredibly dirty our presidential campaigns can become, or are whenever we have them. The more recent ones, I think he would realise that... it just simply wouldn't be, you know, a good idea. I think Mary McCallaghan is definitely interested, but I think she'd be very slow to stand against Michael D. I mean, it would be very difficult to beat Michael D. if he decides to go ahead. And that he wants a second term.
And Alison, why would anyone want to put themselves through it? I mean, I think I've described last time 2011 was like a non-fatal version of the Hunger Games.
I mean, it's like I really do admire Gerard in terms of, if he never gets a nomination, he's got one incredible run of publicity out of this. And if there was anyone in the country who didn't know him prior to now, I think after the last couple of months, you know, in terms of him being out and about talking about it, it's certainly given him a really good profile boost, and fair play to him. But on a previous occasion, I said to him that, you know, I hope he's reflected back on his first kiss. The first bank account he opened, and any possible, even what appeared minor controversy in his life, because that seems to be where our presidential elections go. They are nasty and they're not nice, and you would hope, while I hope for an election, my second hope is that it would be a lot less vicious than the last one was.
Thank you very much, Alison O'Connor from the Irish Examiner, and Senator Gerard Crockwell, for joining us. Some of your comments: if Bertie Ahern is elected President of Ireland, I will be finishing as a sole trader and be on the next plane out. I'd safely say I'm not the only one. Cormac Contemporary says, hang on now lads, isn't the retirement age not 66 or 67? Politics, if you're elected, there doesn't seem to be a retirement age which actually really applies. Michelle in Kilkenny, I agree with the last texter that Michael D should remain as President. He is such an inspiration to young and old. He attends so many functions for young and old, showing great interest in whatever, whoever he is with. He speaks fluent Irish and Spanish. Old Bertie couldn't hold a candle to him. Bertie destroyed Ireland, end of. Another listener says that Michael D. Higgins let himself down, let Ireland down, with his comments on the death of Fidel Castro.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.